USA News, I'm Lance Pry. France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
We still have 100 million people that are impacted by this unhealthy air quality today, just strictly due to that wildfire smoke. The worst of it is really stretched into parts of the Northeast, from places like Delaware to southern New York.
Lastman says we should see some air quality improvements soon.
Tomorrow, we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out, but winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Bahamas today to announce over $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. Harris will be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island nation since it became independent in 1973. The vice president will announce new assistance for the Caribbean that includes over $50 million in humanitarian aid for Haiti. The House Oversight Committee has dropped its plans to advance a measure holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. A whistleblower says the document exposes then-Vice President Joe Biden to criminal activity with a foreign entity. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said in a statement the FBI accepted his demand to let his panel review a 2020 document detailing the allegations against President Biden. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner, like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The battle over illegal immigrant shuffling to sanctuary areas is heating up, with one governor threatening another.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is maintaining his threat of criminal prosecution against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as migrants from Central and South America are flown to Sacramento.
On the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I was there with these folks directly and listened to how they, human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom alleges that the migrants were lured to California under false pretenses. He vows to hold accountable anyone involved, including DeSantis, if California laws were broken. I'm John Schaefer.
The chief executive officer of women's workout clothing store Lululemon is standing by his decision to fire some employees who tried to stop some shoplifters.
Video shows two men grabbing merchandise from the Lululemon store in suburban Atlanta and rushing out. Two workers were then seen chasing the thieves out of the store. CEO Calvin McDonald says that violates the chain's zero tolerance policy on engaging with thieves. He says the reason is to not put customers and workers in danger, adding, "It's only merchandise." The incident recalls a far worse one 12 years ago when a Lululemon employee in Bethesda, Maryland, killed her co-worker who caught her stealing merchandise. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,